Do you want to know which artist got 700 million streams in just 2 weeks? Coming up today on Jax Daily with Jacqueline Jax, you're going to find out who that is and why the Grammys might not even be getting the music. Good morning, everyone. This is Jacqueline Jax for the Daily Jax. So The Weeknd dropped a new album for 2022, the first blockbuster album release of the year. The Dawn FM album debuted on January 7th and has helped this Canadian artist, The Weeknd, soar to the top of the charts, as usual. I mean, do we really expect anything less, though? I mean, I can't remember when he didn't soar to the top of the charts, which is really surprising that he doesn't win Grammys. Well, we'll talk about that in just a second. But his new album, Dawn FM, suggests at least one future direction, leaning in on specific sections and subgenres that kind of explore ways to supersize those smaller niches. And that is really interesting to me because I'm very into those micro niches. I think that that's where a lot of people rise from. So it's really nice to see an artist that has this kind of weight diving in and kind of like, you know, exploring some of that new sound. Spotify daily data tracked the most streamed artists on Spotify on a weekly basis, and this is it, definitely. After Hours dominated 2022, becoming the fourth best-selling album of the year. That leading single from 2020, Blinding Lights, who doesn't know that song, spent 86 weeks on the Billboard Hot chart, making it the top Billboard Hot 100 song of all time. The Toronto R&B star also headlined the 2021 Super Bowl halftime show, collaborated with everyone from Post Malone to, I can't even count how many people he collaborated with, and publicly declared a boycott of the Grammy Awards after Blinding Lights and After Hours received zero nominations. Can we just talk about those secret societies in the Grammys? Yeah, well, this certainly would blow the story open for sure. When the Grammys announced their nominations list for 2021, musician The Weeknd received none, despite his number one album and literally tons of awards and accolades and streams. You know, even so, not even one nomination. That is so unusual. What is going on there behind the scenes, I wonder? On Thursday, the singer told the New York Times he will no longer submit his music to the award show. And that was that. Now he's just happy, just playing along with his fans and making the kind of music that he finds most inspiring and most important. And isn't that what music is all the way anyway? I mean, who wants to worry about the Grammys when you have all this amazing music to create and fans to entertain?